Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the-G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace. What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the-G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace. Hey, 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 good evening. Happy Blessed Friday. Happy Blessed Friday. Queen Jean here. We're here to showcase the amazing, legendary OJs this evening. I hope everyone is having a blessed evening, had a blessed day, being safe, and also keeping warm. Shout out to the sponsors, and G. Lou, thank you again. Happy Blessed Friday to you. So, we're just waiting for Cousin Marcy to log on. I don't think she's logged on now. Bear with me for a second. We're going to talk about the OJs, of course. We know that Eddie LaVert has been a part of the OJs for a very long time. They've been in business. They were in business for over, maybe it was 20 years or more. They're originally from Payton, Ohio. They formed in 1958 and originally consisting of Eddie LaVert, Walter Lee Williams, and William Powell, and Bobby Macy and Bill Iles. So they originally are from Ohio. And I'm sorry, I'm being distracted. And then eventually ended up in Philadelphia. So their greatest level of success, once Gamble and Huff, a team of producers and songwriters, signed them to their Philadelphia international label in 1972 with Gamble and Huff. The OJs, now in a trio, after the departure of Iles and Macy, emerged at the forefront of Philadelphia soul with Backstabbers in 1972, which I'm sure that we're all familiar with that song. That was one of their hits. And they topped the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 the following year with Love Train. So they've had several hits and many accolades.
Hey, 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 happy fabulous Friday. Last thing I heard was many, many hits.
Yeah, I was just giving a little history on the OJs, and I don't know what was going on. Sounded like something was happening here, so I kind of was stumbling across the words, trying to pay attention to the background noise here as well. But yeah, I was just giving a little background on them, just saying that they, you know, as you and I know, they're from Canton, Ohio, but ended up in Philadelphia and made it really
big. That is absolutely correct. My apologies to you and Mr. G. Lou. Sorry about that. Had a slight technical difficulty on my end. But I'm glad to be here. I made it. How are you today?
Yes, thanks. I'm good. You know, no complaints. Just counting the blessings and letting the blessings keep on pouring in. It can be small, it can be large, it can be medium, it can be just a blessing. A blessing can just range from so many things of life. And, you know, some just tend to focus on this one blessing that they really want and forget about the real blessing that they already have. So that's how I'm doing.
Right.
I went to a whole other scenario. What about yourself?
Oh, no, it's okay. Well, thank you. I'm not, we're not going to complain. Santa Kiki has come to town, and I got another gift I'm waiting. I'm waiting till Christmas, Queen. So, yes, Kiki Santa and Cousin Jean Santa. So I'm getting excited now for the holidays. You know how that go.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, the bottom line with that is really being blessed to be present, you know, to be present. That's really the bottom line for me. That's the best present that I can get is knowing that my loved ones, the Lovitz, you know, my good friends and associates are present, that they're here.
Right.
You know. That's the greatest gift, especially with the way things are happening now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So much going on out there. So I think that we
it's
need to, well, not we, but,
you know, it's just a good thing to not get caught up in the material part and, you know, the bows and things of that nature. Yeah. It's really for the kids because, you know, they enjoy that unless you raise them up differently. But yeah, it's coming soon.
Yes.
I just told my daughter at dinner, I said, next year is next week.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
next year is next week.
That's right. I'm excited about it. Like, I'm always kind of excited for it to be a new year, though. I just think that other than, you know, every day when we have a chance to go ahead and do, you know, something better. But a new year, you know, new time, new season, all of that.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm really looking forward to, in a couple of months, I'll have a year anniversary with you all. So I'm looking forward to that from when you all invited me to come along and join you for Fabulous Fridays and other things. So, yeah, looking forward to it because, like you said, on the flip side, we didn't get convicted today. We're not going to jail. We're not getting deported. We ain't tried to hurt nobody. So it's just, like you said, so much going on and not to get caught up into it, but, hopefully we could just spread more love next year, that's all.
Absolutely, and being protected with the armor of the Most High, you know, that's one of the most blessings that anyone can receive is to be protected from all negativity by the Most High and not to take yourself away from it as well. But anyway, all praise to the Most High, right? All praise to the Most High. Happy birthday to anybody that's celebrating a birthday today, an anniversary, and anything that's special in your life, and you're celebrating that. Blessings to you. Go ahead, enjoy yourself. I know one of my friends just had a baby, and I was so happy for her. So congratulations on the birth of a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if anybody got any shout-outs and want to request your favorite OJ's song, because that's who we're showcasing, so we're taking requests for the OJ's this evening, dial 914-803-4001 and press 1 to speak.
Sounds so good, don't you agree? Yep, well, I'm ready when you are, Queen. I got my coffee. Oh, Lord, I done drank some coffee again.
I had cocoa, some good hot cocoa.
Ugh, I had a vanilla latte and now I'm on Christmas blend Starbucks, so we'll see where that gets us, peeps.
Hey, fire me up. So what's our first cut? I don't even know.
We got Love Train. DJ's ready. We got that good old Love Train by the OJ's. Get this party started. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Then we'll bring more history as the evening goes by.
Mm-hmm. Let's go, y'all. Fabulous Friday. Last one of 2022.
Don't you know that it's time to get on board? gonna start singing, y'all. People all over the world. Love Train by OJ.
Love
OJ's.
Train.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Because it has a deep meaning. Yeah, that Love Train.
I was listening to Party Train yesterday, and I said something about those train songs, and them transportation songs really get you going, right?
You said the transportation.
He was looking at me like, what are you doing? I said, girl, that's the Party Train.
Where
you
is
better
the
get on board.
Coming from? Right?
Hmm. Lord, I tell that.
Absolutely.
You better get on this ride, girl. On this Love Train. Quit playing on this Party Train. On this Double Dutch bus. All level. All
oh, my goodness.
Dinner.
The Double Dutch bus. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. They said, which album was that from? The Love Train. I was reading something here. But anyway, yeah. That was one of the legendary OJ's biggest hits. That was really back in my era, so yeah, in the 70s is when that came out.
I think it was from the album where the next song is coming from, too, if I'm not mistaken. We'll confirm. But the I Love Music, was that the name of that album? I think it was.
Yeah. I Love Music. Yes. While we're figuring. Shout out to Tweed, Cadillac. We pray that you feel better. Sir, we pray that you feel better. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Tweed. And also shout out to Rob, one of Digital West's, his boss. Shout out to him. I told him I would give him a special shout out this evening. So shout out to Rob in Detroit, Michigan.
Y'all had a really good interview. Yeah, to you all. Y'all had a good interview on Wednesday, and that was a really good one with Digital West. And then yesterday, Tweed had a good interview with JD from the Lynch Mob. That was really good.
Okay.
So, no, just a shout-out to the whole G-Lo, everybody. Go on back. You can replay them. You know, good. Refamiliarize yourself if you already know. I know it's something that you missed, even the YouTube shows, and then the music that also had dropped. G-Lu's new music, produced by DJ Maniac. So, yeah, that's my only shout-outs. For now, I got some birthdays. Happy birthday to Kayla. Happy birthday, DeAndre. My sister's is coming up, too, but I think I'll talk to y'all before then. But, yeah, just shout-out, like you said, to all the birthdays, too. Mm-hmm.
And the latest EP that she was speaking on is called 1122, and that is streaming on all digital platforms. Go get you a copy with, as she stated, DJ Maniac as a producer, and also Digital West as a part of that EP as well. It's a real nice EP.
For real, though. I'm stuck on that Payback. I know that's on the other one, but that's, I think, my favorite song.
That's
the
on
Payback
Soul of the
song.
Streets, I think.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
on Soul
yeah.
of the Streets. You know, when I get my favorite, I'll be stuck.
Yeah. G-Lu has a few EPs called California Love. Those are good EPs to check out as well. Actually, his whole catalog is worth checking out and purchasing. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna get back on the OJ's here.
That's right, ma'am. What we have coming up next is gonna be we just mentioned it. I Love Music. Now this one, put your dancing shoes on. Let's go. Get into them drums, okay?
So, absolutely. Thank you.
Banger.
You hear them instruments? You hear that?
I'm playing. You hear me? You hear me?
Yeah.
1975. That was one of the top 20 singles. I Love Music, 1975.
Lord, yes, I wasn't here yet, but I know the song.
You know why you know the song? Because the old schoolers. It's like with me, I know school music that's before my time, but that's because I got sisters and brothers who were born before me. So being able to, that's a blessing of being able to get some of the oldies who you'd be like, how you know about that? Just like Nayla from the G-Lu After Hours on the Sunday show. She knows some oldies. Like, she goes deep into these oldies, and I know that she's not that old, but she be coming up with some oldies, and that's because she's around oldies. You know, people that listen to that old, good old school music. So that's why you know it.
It's like you all were talking about on Wednesday, when the artist has, or the producer has said, he was like, a lot of that stuff is coming back into today's music. Like, a lot of us, like, when hip-hop started, it's like, you know, they were using samples and stuff, but then it kind of changed with computer, techno, you know, all that stuff. But now it is coming back to that. So a lot of the younger kids, you know, if they're sampling Mary J. Blige and them, it's like, no, like, go on back. Go a little bit further back. Go on back.
Absolutely. So, that good old school music, because you heard at the beginning of that, you get to hear them playing them drums and them congos.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it just sounds so beautiful.
And the steps.
So, yeah.
They was into their dancing. Right. Like, on their soul train. They was together. Okay.
They had that spin.
Right.
Girl, they had that spin and that tiptoe dance. What did they call that dance? It didn't even have a name, but you just on your tippy toes going back and forth and snapping them fingers.
Right.
It was just that's soul. But, you know, that is soul right there. That's that soul music. Absolutely.
You better feel it.
You can't help but feel it. That's another thing.
Right. The real brother love. Not this clown perpetrating the fraud. Anyway, that's another show. All right, where we at, Queen? It's a whole another show.
We're gonna go with For the Love of Money. We're gonna go with that one.
Deep.
And that was brought out in 1974, For the Love of Money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Still prevalent today. Get you some.
You hear that?
I hear it, girl.
Have
I hear it.
Flashback Friday. Hey, y'all.
Make a step.
For the Love of Money. Let's go.
Y'all. woman will sell her precious body. For a small piece of paper, it carries a lot of weight. For that
that in the lyrics.
I was
like,
just over here jamming. Give me a nickel, brother. Can you spare a dime? We got a caller.
Caller,
you're here. Hey, how y'all living out there?
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
How you
living
there?
Good. This is Team Day Media.
Queen Marcy and Queen Dean.
What's happening,
DJ Maniac?
Man, listen to the great OJs. I love the OJs.
Yes, they're a group to love, right? And I know because you know music like that, and you know goodness, and you know, like Digital said, you know that soul music. So, what you think of the last joint that just played, For the Love of Money? What did you think about that? Because when it came on, I
oh, amazing!
My cousin said, "Girl, listen to that. That's hot." Those instruments were just, yeah, amazing. What's your favorite OJ joint that you might want to hear a song? I got a Kusan joint.
I would say,
joint. More joints. No. All the joints.
I know. I do love Cry Together. I love that.
Oh, yes. I think we had that on our list, so we'll make sure that we
shall
say that.
Do. We shall do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cry together. So you working this year?
I'm not working.
Okay, well, stay on the line and
yep.
Then co-host with us then. How about that? You feel like co-hosting?
That would be great.
Okay. Well, chime in whenever you want to chime in. You're now officially the co-host, the third wheel with us. Hang out. DJ Maniac is with the job. Give him a shout out. Mm-hmm.
You be laughing. Don't be laughing, DJ Maniac. You make me think I'm funny. I'm laughing at me. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, comedian status. So, yeah.
Lord,
so, we're going to go ahead and continue on then. Since we got you here as our co-host, DJ Maniac, thank you for accepting the invitation on such a short notice.
Right? All right.
Hey,
well, back
in
the
temperature right there? I just want to find that out real quick. What's your temperature there? Because I know it's cold here.
Whoa, my temperature is 16. It's cold.
Oh,
man. You talking about wearing a freeze back in the day. Remember that hairstyle they had called the freeze?
Mm-hmm.
You go out in that temperature, you're going to definitely have that. That's cold. Yeah, I'm going to stop complaining.
People,
we haven't got to. This.
Them people that's in, what is it? Is it Camden, Philadelphia? I think that's the name of it. But where they have, like, that really bad high concentration of, like, heroin and like fentanyl users, you know how we're like they're like all in the streets. Have you ever seen that out there?
Oh, most definitely. Kensington.
What do they do? Yeah, Kensington, Philadelphia. Oh my gosh, I saw this doc on that. It's horrible.
It's very horrible. That's why like Zombie Land. It's
that's what it looked like.
So it was like a homeless camp or something.
No, it's just like Skid Row, but they're all like they're walking
like,
and they're high. They're high and they're laying out in the street and
leaning over, drooling.
Yeah, they be high.
Oh,
it's like they just zombies.
Wow.
It's Kensington. Prayers for them in 18 degree. Prayer for them just over everything, but I just wanted to ask that. Oh my gosh. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, let's pray for all the homeless and the unfortunate, you know. We've seen a lady standing on the side of the road the other day, and Gabriel was in the back seat, and he read her sign, and he said, we ought to take her to our home and feed her, or let's go buy her some food. So even the children are reading these signs when the home, because we had no idea he was even reading the sign because he was at the red light, and she was right there on the corner, so he read her whole sign. And as we turned the corner, he said, we ought to bring her to our home or go get her some food because she's not working. And she said she has rent and has children. And I was like, oh, he's really paying attention.
He
so,
read it. Oh, my God.
He read it. Yeah. But that's why we got to stay prayed up. and be thankful for God's grace and mercy, you know. So, yeah. So those people out there, and you said 16-degree weather. I probably would have to rent me a cuddle buddy.
They don't know. And then we have our next song.
If I was standing out there and it was that cold, I mean, we the single life would have to just go out for a minute.
Oh,
I mean,
God. Oh, my God.
That's when you feel like you need that body heat.
Oh, gosh. I'm sending you the bear bag from the corner. From the corner, I'm going to send you the bear.
Queen,
oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Hey,
Lord,
real,
oh gosh.
Let's keep it pushing. Oh, you know
okay.
what? Before we move on, the G Lou Show After Hours live tonight, there would be a conversation with Drunken Chef Barbecue. Man. Drunken Chef Barbecue.
Can't wait. That sounds like food. Oh,
hungry. After hours on the YouTube channel. I just don't stay awake that long. It's like when we get off here, I'm off. I'm off. And for the Tweed Show, I'm asleep. I have been missing those shows lately. I'm just like really asleep. But thank God for replays. Yeah.
Replays.
You know, it's like, ooh. So, what's our next song?
Something that none of us want to be doing. We sure don't want to argue. We moving on to 992 arguments.
Oh, no, we don't even want to be. But we're going to play it, though.
You got to tell them. I'm not about that arguing. Forget that. Lord, fabulous.
Ooh, that's a whole lot of arguments.
I can't even go down.
Ooh, that sounded like an argument at the end. He went crazy on the piano. Calm down, sir.
That 992 can't even go to 992.5, and we have a caller, an Indian caller.
Yay!
Mm-hmm. How are you ladies doing in DJ Maniac?
How are you?
I was listening to y'all earlier, y'all were talking about Kensington. But the main thing is, DJ Maniac, when the last time you been in Kensington?
Woo! Last month, I actually had to go down there to help the people because I have a bachelor's in health and human services.
Okay. What's the difference between Kensington and Germantown?
Kensington and Germantown? Kensington is just like, it's like.
I know. I'm from Philly.
It's like Skid Row. It's the same thing, but Germantown is like, you have that, you have the shooting. Germantown is just crazy.
But see the thing about it? See the thing, I hear what you're talking about, but they target Kensington. But you know the whole North Philly, it's a lot going on.
That's the worst side. That's the worst side. North Philly is the worst side. I'm from South Philly, past Fifth Street Project.
See, you're on South Street. You're on the south side of town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 19th in Lehigh. If you know where that's at. Connie Mack.
Yeah. I know where that's at.
Yeah. The heart of the city.
You
know, the main thing is, ain't too many people come down there.
No. Too many people don't come down Diamond Street. Them Diamond Street boys are crazy.
Diamond, North Street, and all that. But, you know, it's just the thing about it. I tell people be careful when they come to Philly. Because, you know, you never know what you run into.
Very careful.
But the main thing is, I've seen all kinds of things. Philly, I deal with the IE in California. I deal with everywhere, you know? Canton, New Jersey.
Where have you been in California? The IE?
I'm in the IE right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
IE.
Oh, okay.
San Diego. Canton, New Jersey. You can tell them about that because Canton, New Jersey is the bottom.
That's why I seen that 951 number.
That's why I said Camden first. Yeah, I made a mistake, but Camden, New Jersey as well. Sorry.
You see, there's a lot of things in the United States is just, I'm going to tell you something. You ever been to Apple Valley before?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of Felony Flats?
No.
That's a hood over there. But the main thing is, I know every hood in California, and I'm not no game banger, but I help a lot of people out.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is, I'm telling you something, like Kensington, San Bernardino, certain cities, they target it for certain people to take it over again. They want to move back. So that's the
main
thing.
Yeah, that's good.
So, you know, just when I hear people talking about certain cities, you got to see for yourself. You're going to see what's on YouTube and what's on TV. You got to see for yourself what's really going on. Kensington ain't that bad when people think it is. But you got to go and see for yourself. I just want to tell you guys that because I didn't want to say something, but I had to get that off my chest.
Oh, thank you so
much. That's
okay. We appreciate
that. Thank you for putting it out there.
And Maniac, what high school did you go to?
Well, high school is crazy. Yeah. I only went to Kensington, but I failed. And that's when I went to Job Corps and got my high school diploma and my patient care assistant.
Okay.
Certificate.
Okay, well, but like, did you know how high schools is like that? I went to Simon Gratz, if you know about Simon Gratz.
Crazy.
Simon Gratz. But you know, we had to go there. You know, it was crazy, put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, you got to be careful out there anywhere you go. You know.
Very careful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anywhere. The world is a ghetto. Yep.
It is.
That's true.
The world is a ghetto. It's a ghetto in Japan. In the UK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got all this stuff in Japan. Comes here and buy things to take it back to Japan. In their hood.
Mm.
But that's why they listen to all our music, wear all our clothes, drive our cars, everything we do, they do. But you know, hey. But we learn something new every day.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We learn something
that's how I
take
it. I learned something. Yeah, from just seeing that I learned. Because I would only think only the ghettos were here, not true. But yeah. Appreciate you. Yeah.
They're like, a lot of people don't know the White House is in the ghetto. You know, a lot of people don't even know that.
Yeah, it is. It's right around the corner.
Yeah.
You be more, you go right around the corner, and that's where you're absolutely right. I've been there.
You know,
so, yeah.
A lot of people don't know, but main thing is you got to travel to learn. Don't go by radio. Don't go by TV. See for yourself before you get to talking, you know. That's the way I look at it. A lot of people want to stay where they at. They don't want to learn. And you got to learn every day. You got to educate yourself. That's why some people can't make it out the ghetto because they don't want to learn, you know. So that's the main thing.
I'm sorry, I was going to say, they don't want to evolve either.
No. That's like, you producer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I've been listening to y'all for a couple of weeks. Everybody should be all on you, producer-wise. You should be getting a lot of work. But a lot of guys not taking advantage of you, you know?
True.
So you can do things. But the main thing is, only thing I can do is watch and listen. Then I make my moves. So I know the Battle Cats. I know the DJ Quicks. Ain't no artist or producer I don't know. But, man, I see somebody doing something. I watch them. Then I start doing something for them. But I'm going to let y'all finish up y'all's show, and I appreciate it.
No problem.
We appreciate you as well. Stay tuned and keep listening to us. We got
some
great songs coming up with the OJs. Is there a favorite OJ song of yours that you might want to hear? We'll be more than happy to play it if it's not on our list already.
I tell you what, just pick one out for me, and I appreciate it.
Okay, well, we're going to just do this
all
next
right.
one.
Okay.
Forever Mine by the OJ.
That sounded good one right there.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
For the support.
Yes.
Slow it down. Go with that.
Okay.
Forever Mine. DJ Maniac. That was Flashback.
Forever Mine.
All because you're my kind. Oh, baby, I got what you want. You got what I want. We were made for each other. Yeah.
Ever think about leaving? Don't do it. That's what they said, huh?
First they argued and they said, ugh, don't you ever think about leaving? Okay, bro. Like,
let's stay on the love train.
What are we doing?
Stay on the love train.
Right.
We got to stay on the love train, you know. So listen, there was the top 20 albums. I'm going to do them the way that I see them. 1972 was The Backstabbers. 1973 was Ship Ahoy. I remember Ship Ahoy like real well. 1974, The OJs Live in London. 1975, Survival. And 1975 again, The Family Reunion. 1976, Message in the Music. We don't have that on our list, but I would like to have play that one.
Yeah,
as
we
well
do.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
oh, we do. Okay,
we
Message
got
in the Music.
Yeah.
Okay. In 1978, So Full of Love. In 1979, Identify Yourself. And that was the top 20 albums. And then the top 20 singles. I'm just going to read a few. The Backstabbers, of course. Love Train, Put Your Hands Together. For the Love of Money, I Love Music. And listen, one of my favorites is Living for the Weekend. It used to be my
wow.
Girl. Yeah, they have so many awards as well.
So they ran the 70s.
They did. They really did. You know, like you said, their dance movements and the way that they dressed. And then look, with Eddie LaVert, his son, Gerald LaVert, followed in his footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Two of the boys. Yeah. Two of them. Both of them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know both of them did. I didn't know that Gerald did. Okay.
Yeah, and their cousin. So. That was LaVert. Yeah. I just
yeah,
always
I
like
the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good one, too. Shout out for the short people like me. Hey, yay. And
I'm calling you.
Eddie is short.
Look, DJ Maniac, I said like us.
She's taller than me, though. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like us. I'm talking about all of us, so, yeah.
Oh,
good.
God. Well, if you're past 5, like, barely an inch, 5 feet, you got to be beat. For anybody that's past that mark, you got me beat.
Oh.
You don't seem like you're that short, and I've been
around.
Look,
she said,
like damn. Yeah.
She said, I know. I'm still taking growth pills. All right. So where are we going next, Queen?
We're going to go to our next song.
Hey.
Take it from there. And
yes,
we want to again say thank you to our caller who called in, who gave us the confirmation on what DJ Maniac was telling us. So
mm-hmm.
We appreciate that. Let's go.
Agreed. Well, we're going to get into some Darling, Baby. And then we got Ship Ahoy coming in after that. Pay attention to Ship Ahoy. Lord, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I may live. Ooh, you're my darling, darling, baby. You're my sweet and tender love. You're a very special lady. I said you're the one that I always dreamed of in a woman. I'll give all that I can give. Give you plenty of love, because you deserve the best. You should have everything for queen and for the throne to have. You deserve to have it all, and I'm gonna do my best to give it to you, to give it to you, to give it to you. Ooh, you're my darling, darling, baby. You're my sweet and tender love. You're a very special lady. I said you're everything I ever hoped for in a woman. And as long as we may live, I'll give you plenty of love, because you deserve the best, 'cause you're better than the rest. You're my queen on the throne.
jamming on a one. I think we back. Jamming on a one. It's Darling, Darling Baby by the Mighty OJs.
You know, I was just thinking about some of the album covers. Excuse me. And that Survival album cover.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks, it just speaks, that's a cold album cover. That's a cold album cover. Huh?
It is.
Yeah. It truly is. It screams out survival. That's what
mm-hmm.
it screams out.
Yeah. And then they had the African Brothers and Sisters on there. You're right. A lot of the album covers did do that. It was meaning behind them. That's the beauty of an album. Ooh, I think I got one under the tree for me. I can't wait till Sunday. Love
yeah,
album.
Even their family reunion album cover is just family. It's like a reunion of, so you're right. Every album cover goes with each one of their songs.
Yeah.
Each one of their songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on Philadelphia International record label at the time.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Coming with the facts.
Yeah, come and see. That's why I was like, okay. Yeah. So right on.
Okay.
More of the OJs.
That's right. On this fabulous Friday, call it number 914-803-4001. Shout out to our wonderful producer, Mr. Jilu, got us rolling in this ride. We went and picked up DJ Maniac. He is in the Coupe de Ville as we speak. Queen Jean is in the driver's seat, of course, and Cousin Marcy in the back. We're moving on now to Ship Ahoy. This song is real poignant, has a lot of meaning. You listen to the words, what they're saying in that. It's a journey, and it was unfortunately a journey that, you know, the Africans took on their way to the Americans, or the Americas. So let's get into some Ship Ahoy.
Let's go. Ship Ahoy.
Thank you. coming to the land of liberty, where life's design is already made. So young and so strong, they're just waiting to be saved. Oh, I'm so dying, and I know you're dying too. Look over the horizon, see the sun shining down on you.
To the lyrics of it, it just takes you to another place. Ship ahoy. Sit on a wave, just, you know, you vision, you start visioning stuff, so yeah.
Yeah, they had their sound effects right. I don't know if that was Dodger and Holland that did that, but yeah, they put that thing together right there. It sounded like a movie.
I know. Yeah,
it absolutely did.
Right.
Yeah, it would be a good theme song for some of these movies that they do put out here, you know, regarding the slave days or, you know, back in the day. It would be a good theme song to put up. So, but we're going to move on because our time is, you know, we got some more songs that we definitely want to hear. So we're going to go with Don't Call Me Brother. Check it out. By the Mighty OJ. Flashback.
Get in here.
Flavors
get
Friday.
In here. Get in here. Check it out.
DJ Maniac, Cousin Martin.
when I can't never depend on you. Oh, how can you call me brother when you still cheat and you lie, cheat and you lie? Oh, how can you call me brother when you can't even look me in my eye? And I'm telling you,
haven't trust you behind my back door.
I can't use it, that kind of canon I don't buy.
Giving me the old fast handshake,
don't do it. I can't use it, no.
Selling me right on, right on, right on, right on.
It ain't no good.
make every little thing all right. Honey, you never forget the night. Just let me be good, I'll be better than better, neater than neater, sweeter than sweeter. I promise I'll do anything you want me to, everything a man in love would do. When the
what they do.
Zipping my lip on that one. We'll be
I'm
here till 2023 on the Backstabbers.
The Backstabbers, and don't call me brother, speaks in volumes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's worse, and grimy is that they actually do smile in your face and just stab you in the back. That is so cowardly.
Oh, my goodness.
And then try to call you brother or sister.
Right. They take that knife and they slowly itch it up your back. It's like all premeditated. I'm going to start from the back of the spine. But, yeah. But don't call me brother. It takes me back to my dad when I was younger. And I heard him tell this dude, and I hate to use the N-word, he was like, nigga, don't call me your MFing brother. But he didn't say brother. He said brother. I ain't your brother. Because the guy was like, but he was like, but man, you know, brother. And my daddy was mad. I was like, ooh. So.
Make that times two. We can't make that stuff up. I done seeped it too. Don't do that. You get flashed.
See, that's how it was. That's how it was back in the days. They wasn't with it. You know what I'm saying? They was. They take that little silver long blade out and go. Well, no switchblade. It was a different type of, like the one they use when they shaving your face. That type of blade.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what the
have,
man
have
did
you
to your
you
uncle.
Guys?
That's what the man
right.
did to your uncle.
Have either one of you guys ever seen JD's Revenge?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God, DJ Maniac. That's one of my favorite old movies. That was
that's
a cold brother, wasn't he?
Yeah.
JD, whoever thought JD was a cold brother, JD was like, oh, my goodness. I want to be JD's friend. JD
like
is a good friend to have for a call. Yeah, for a backup. Let's call JD. JD's Revenge. That was a cold movie. You might.
That's how I feel
on,
about Mr. T on Trouble Man.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, Mr. T.
Absolutely. And you could probably find that on Tubi or Tubi, T-U-B-I. You can probably find that movie on there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, JD was a cold piece of work, man. He had, you talking about somebody who was bipolar. He was cold.
I'm checking
so,
that
yes,
out.
Yes, yes, yes. What was our next song? We did Backstabbers.
We didn't do, we got through. Let's see, we did don't. Oh, we had Put Your Hands Together. No, we did that one already. Let me make, we're on the Stairway to Heaven. Child, we done moved on. We had Stairway to Heaven. We got Used to Be My Girl. You got your hooks in me. We is on this ride, y'all. Fabulous Friday.
Ooh, Stairway to Heaven.
Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, DJ Maniac, and G Lou. Let's go.
Don't you want to go? Don't you want to just go?
Like, I really want to go to heaven.
Like,
we want to go to heaven.
Okay. Ooh. Spiritual conscious.
Talking about heaven right here on earth.
Coming up, which is tomorrow, is the eve of Christmas. So everybody, enjoy yourself, create priceless memories, do what you do that's going to make you happy, be peaceful, and just enjoy, 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 enjoy. We won't be back until Wednesday on the Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back on Wednesday, I do believe. If I'm wrong, producer, step in and let me know, but I believe we'll be back on Wednesday. So with that being said, I'm just going to say peace and love. DJ Maniac, thank you so much for, you know, staying down with us and co-hosting with us. You're welcome to come and do it whenever you like to come and hang out with us. And, yes, thanks to the caller that called in. Huh? What you say?
No problem. Queen Marcy.
Much love.
Yes.
Much love.
Yes.
We love you.
Thank you. It's
and
always nice. And how much fun. Fun again, guys. Have a good holiday, like you said, Queen. Ooh. And shout out to everybody that's going to be working. Yeah, everybody that has to work this holiday.
I know, back in the day, for me, that would be triple time. Triple time. They'd be like, you want to work on? Yes. I was all.
I know. So thankful the girls going to work. Yeah. Everybody work.
Give me that triple. You get triple time and an extra day on the books. You can't beat that.
Ooh-wee. Ooh. Money.
Absolutely. So they call that holiday pay. Somebody said, look, somebody call off, they call you, be like, you want to come in, so-and-so? Yep, I'm right on my way. Yeah, right on that 710 freeway, hit that. Yeah, let's go. But, yeah, everybody just have fun, you know, create priceless memories and do all that good stuff, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, get your cocktail, your favorite drink, and whatever else, float your boat and just float off.
Oh, goodness.
That part right there. Yes, indeed. So with that being said, I'm going to say good night. Everybody be safe. Love you, Cousin Marcy. Love you.
Love
you.
Yes.
Love.
Thank you, D-Lou, DJ Maniac Queen. We are out. Peace and blessings.
Ashe.
Ashe. What?